We go out to Los Angeles. The LA Kings insider, John Rosen, joins us once again. John, welcome back. How are you?
My pleasure. I'm doing fantastic. How are you doing, Jason?
I'm doing quite well. Let's start. There's a player in Edmonton who obviously not at the same level of Anze Kopitar, who had been struggling mightily up until recently in Jordan Eberle. Well, Kopitar is in the biggest offensive funk of his career, John. You're nearing 50 points of the game of the season. What's gone wrong with Kopitar offensively? Is he snake bitten? Is he just not producing as much? Is he not generating as much? What are you seeing?
That's the $50,000 question right now. If you're looking just at numbers and the tangible stuff, he's not shooting the puck as much. And on top of that, his shooting percentage has plummeted, basically has been halved from his shooting percentage of recent years, which had been remaining steady. But coming into tonight's game at Madison Square Garden, just 4 goals in 40 games for Anze Kopitar, 25 total points. So he's still distributing. He has those 21 assists, but when you look at the metrics, the defensive numbers, the possession rates, all of that indicate that he's having the exact same year through those types of numbers. The zone starts, the faceoffs are at the best of his career, but that doesn't matter right now for a Kings team that currently is out of a playoff position. They need goals from a player that is earning $14 million this season that hasn't necessarily come here. But, I think you can chalk it up to a combination. It's never one thing. I think you can maybe look at perhaps a tiny bit of it is a little bit of added responsibility now that there are more eyes on him as wearing a C on his jersey. I'm not sure how much that matters. I think there may still be some lingering issues from the upper body injury that appeared to happen around his wrist or arm when the team was in Ottawa in November. But really, he's just got to start pouring pucks on net because he only has 5 shots in his last 7 games played.
Yeah, that's just simply not good enough for a guy who plays as many minutes as he does. And really, outside of Jeff Carter, when it comes to the forwards, maybe Tanner Pearson because he has 14 goals, they're looking down the list of almost every forward, except Toffoli because he's injured, to say, we got to have more from these guys. Like, collectively, as a group, they're struggling to score across the board.
Yeah, it actually might not necessarily be to the degree that some might have expected, given that Milan Lucic signed with Edmonton and the Kings were expected to be a team that was going to take a hit offensively. That's because they have gotten a little bit better spread out scoring than they had in recent years. But the Kings, to kind of keep them up a little bit, has been the fact that they've been getting some good production from defensemen. Drew Doughty has been really coming along in all areas of his game. He's had a really fantastic stretch of really 6 weeks right now. It's tough to not say that ever about Drew Doughty. But Alec Martinez, production, 25 points in 46 games. He's on pace for a career high in points. He seems a little bit also up front, some better production from Dustin Brown. He's a minus 10 on the season, so he's been on the ice for some goals against. But that production has been there. Nick Dowd has been kind of a nice story, only 4 goals but 16 points, and is a pretty good playmaker for this team. But again, this is a Kings team that will possess the puck to no end, and they are a top possession team. They're just, again, struggling with that shooting percentage. In 5-on-5 play, it hasn't been there for them. And again, this year, they're really struggling with that too.
How's Dustin Brown's season going?
Brown is at his most effective when he's really forechecking, using his size, and I shouldn't say size, but a kind of motor and body, making those hits below the goal line, playing that north-south role. That's mostly been there this season. He's enjoying a little bit of an uptick in his production from previous years, 21 points in 44 games. Still, we were just talking about it over here in New York, where he is somebody that, you can't have in this day and age with the salary cap poor contracts. And his contract right now is one of the tougher contracts in the National Hockey League. It's a $5.875 million cap hit. Independent of that, he's been pretty consistent and pretty good for this Kings team this season. It's more of the traditional Dustin Brown that we're accustomed to seeing maybe prior to 2-3 years ago. But again, he's at his best when he's moving his legs, when he's playing that engaged physical role, and that's been there for most nights this season.
Now, what's the return date on Toffoli?
Toffoli likely in one of the first couple of games back after the All-Star break. He's traveling with the team on this trip right now, but isn't expected to be activated prior to the All-Star break. The team wanted to get him on this trip just because he's not going to be able to practice over the All-Star break, and they wanted him under the supervision of the coaches and trainers. But still, this was an injury that was projected to be a 3 to 6 week injury, and it looks like it's probably going to be about the full 6 weeks. So he's somebody that did not have to go through surgery. but is somebody that still it's a moderate medium-term injury in which he should probably be returning, one would think, in early February.
John Rosanelli, Kings Insider, joins us. John, looking at the Kings, you know, they're the big team. Obviously, they got Drew Doughty, still one of the best defensemen in the game. They're without Jonathan Quick, but there's a lot of people, and I don't watch enough Kings games to have an accurate assessment of this, who look and say that they're a big team, but maybe not quick enough to be successful in today's game. Do you see a lack of speed on a night-by-night basis, or is that overblown?
Well, first, I would say, just to sum up, overblown, because there is a difference between a fast team and a team that plays fast and makes decisions fast and plays up-tempo, and that's something that has been a staple under Daryl Sutter. One of the most important tenets of Daryl Sutter play is get that puck out of your zone as quickly as possible, get it from the hands of the defenseman up to the hands of the forward. It's something that, while the Kings are often branded as a big, heavy team, you know, they play with a pretty good pace, and if you've watched them in their three extended playoff runs earlier this decade, that was something that was clearly a staple of Kings play, even with a lot of the same personnel that is on this team right now. Even I look at somebody like Milan Lucic. He's somebody that gets from A to B pretty quickly. He's not going to be confused with, you know, somebody like Carl Hagelin or anything like that, but still somebody that represents that Kings play, makes quick decisions, gets that, you know, moves quickly. I think where the Kings had struggled in their speed of their game had been on the back end. In previous years, you had players such as whether it's Luke Shen last year, Rob Scuderi rejoined the team last year. You know, those were players that provided some benefit in their own end and were good defensive awareness, good sticks, in Shen's case, really good physicality. But those have been replaced by players this year, such as Kevin Gravel and Derek Forbert, who are very good skaters and guys with size as well. Some of your more modern NHL defensemen. On the other hand, too, when you talk about that, both of those players are rookies. So there are going to be some hiccups here and there. But that's where the Kings have kind of made the most evolution this year in terms of their skating, getting a little bit more mobility on the back end. But again, work in progress, because those guys are still pretty young. They're 24 years old.
Now, Martinez, Forbert, Muzzin, and Doughty, those guys have all played 46 games on the back end. And then it's kind of been a mix of, you know, Gravel and Matt Green and Tom Gilbert and Braden McNabb. Now, McNabb, I assume that when he's healthy, he'd be playing way more. How do you see their overall defense, you know, past Muzzin and Doughty? Are they getting what they want, 3 through 6?
Again, inexperienced. Matt Green, I wouldn't be surprised to see him ultimately placed on IR. Daryl Sutter used the term being shut down yesterday, talking about having some issues with his back and with his groin, things that have crept up on him in recent years, and those have resurfaced. McNabb, there has just been a major drop-off in his play since he's returned from the injury, and that's something that has been difficult. He had been just fantastic in the first 9 games of the season prior to breaking his collarbone in St. Louis in late October, and had really, as again, another 24-year-old, somebody that had made that step forward, 25, excuse me, making that step forward in his career. But since then, you know, he's somebody that isn't as good of a skater as some of those other players that are also the young defensemen in Forbert and Gravel. McNabb is somebody that worked with a U.S. Olympian speed skater, Dave Cruikshank, over the summer. And it seemed to show some pretty good benefit earlier on in the year. But he's been having some lapses in his game since then and has been in and out of the lineup a little bit recently. But there's still anyone who's watched the Western Hockey League, I know we all have, and knows him from the Kootenai Ice and knows him coming up through minor league hockey where he was an all-star in the AHL. This is a player that has some really, really good upside in his game, good physicality. But again, it's this modern NHL, as they say, and you've got to be able to skate well. So Tom Gilbert, also another option back there. First game in nearly a month when he just stepped in a couple days ago in Brooklyn. You know, he's able to move the puck up ice. He's able to get pucks through and get shots to the front of the net. But there were some rustiness in his game. The player on the back end that has really – had the most positive season, other than just Drew Doughty, which I'm going to correct you there, the best defenseman in the National Hockey League has been Derek Forbert. And he's somebody that stepped into a 20-minute a night role as a rookie in the NHL this year. It took him a little while, former first-round draft pick of the LA Kings back in 2010. But somebody that very good at getting shots through from the point, shots that can be deflected and put on net. And you look at him so far this year, 2 goals, 14 points in 46 games. He's a +8, even though that development in his career was a little bit delayed. He's put together a really solid season. He's almost certainly going to be somebody that the Kings are going to protect in the expansion draft.
And one last one for you, John. Jonathan Quick, what's his return date?
Jonathan Quick has put his foot into skates recently, but has not yet gotten back onto the ice, just to test it in a very limited capacity. It is expected that he will be out until mid to late February. You know, Dean Lombardi told reporters we were in last month in Buffalo, March, but he then later corrected himself to say that he misspoke and meant February, mid to late February. So there's still time left in this season. Kings are playing their 47th game tonight. But when you look at it this year, as great of a job as Peter Budaj has done hanging in there for him, 214 goals against average, 916 save percentage, the Kings have probably left, I would say, about 6 or 7 points in the standing, just not having Jonathan Quick out there. And this might sound flighty. This might sound like something that is incalculable. But just his presence as a member of the team's leadership committee and as clearly one of the captains on this Los Angeles Kings team, where the emotional pulse runs through him. I don't want to get caught up in too much hyperbole or anything like that here, because you can't measure that stuff. But that is something that can't be understated about his presence and how that rubs off to the rest of the players on the team. This is likely a Kings team that has a more solid footing in one of those playoff spots, the wild card spots, if he's with the Kings.
And just breaking, Zach Smith has signed a 4-year extension to stay on with the Ottawa Senators, so will not be going to unrestricted free agency. And that just puts another interesting click into the expansion draft rules for Ottawa. So Zach Smith, a 4-year deal, John, just literally breaking right now. So
had a couple of goals against the Kings this year. He's a good young player, and congratulations to him and to his financial advisor.
That's a very good point. John, great to catch up as always. We'll talk soon.
Always my pleasure. Thank you, Jason.